dogs barking there. Henry McKean, who let the dogs out. Look, thousands of people, I suppose, got puppies during the first lockdown. You only have to look down at the paths you're walking on and all the dog poo that's on them up and down the country to realise that. They got them for company. I know a few myself. Apparently, turning back up at the pound. Is that right?
Yeah, Kieran, you're right when it comes to dog poo. That is an issue, but
it's gotten worse. It's terrible.
It is. There is poo everywhere. You have to go out of your way to avoid the poo. But yeah, families listening right now, lots of them, lots of News Talk listeners bought a puppy, or perhaps they got a dog to try and get through lockdown Christmas or lockdown in general, and they are struggling to cope. Last year, we put down just under 400 dogs. That's a huge improvement because it was at one point a few years ago, 40,000. Many people, they're overwhelmed. They can't cope with the puppy chewing everything. I met Karina Fitzsimons from Dogs Trust Ireland.
A few years ago in Ireland, over 40,000 dogs were being put to sleep in Irish dog pounds, and that has significantly reduced to 398 last year. The volume of dogs still going into dog pounds is quite high, so it kind of reflects the fact that people can rush into getting a dog without taking on the responsibility or having a proper think about it. It's a huge responsibility. You have to think, if I'm going on holidays, if I go back to working in the office and I'm not working from home, veterinary bills, if my dog did their cruciate and I had to spend €2,000, where would I get that from? So there's so many different things that you have to consider: veterinary bills, fleeing, worming your dog, microchipping, vaccinations, dog license, bedding, toys. There's so many different things you have to consider. So it's not the initial cost of just getting a dog. And unfortunately, a lot of people will rush in, see a dog online and think, oh, I'm just going to pay X amount for that dog, and that's, you know, the dog is then mine. And don't think further on down the line as to what that all entails. Well, the first thing to do and the most responsible thing to do is contact us. It's Dogs Trust Ireland, dogstrust.ie. There's loads of information on our website. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, just contact us, send us an email, pick up the phone and have a chat with us. We have online dog school classes. So if it's a training issue and something small, we hopefully can help you with that. If it's a bigger issue and you've rushed into it and think, oh God, I just can't cope now, you know, perhaps we can take the dog from you and find the dog a suitable home, because we have so many people at the moment who are wanting to adopt dogs from us, and we would make sure that dog goes to a good home. So basically what we want people to do is to please contact us. Don't feel overwhelmed. Please, if at all possible, don't sell the dog on again. Unfortunately, we are seeing people who've spent a few thousand euro on a puppy, it hasn't worked out, and they want to recuperate what they consider their loss, and that can have such a detrimental effect on the puppy's well-being and their behavior and just the rest of their lives. So we implore you to just please contact us if you're struggling. We never put a healthy dog asleep. Now obviously, if we had a dog, you know, a serious veterinary issue, we would, for the dogs, you know, if there's nothing that could be done, we would put the dog asleep, you know, for the dog's benefit. So basically what we do is, if we take a dog in, we keep them here until we find them a suitable home. Now thankfully, we have been able to find some of our long-term dogs good homes because people have been working from home and can spend more time with dogs. So that's something really important for people to understand, is if you take on a rescue dog, it's going to take them a while to settle in. So you have to be prepared to spend a few weeks or a few months before that dog gets to show their true personality and settle in.
Yeah, Karina Fitzsimons there from Dogs Trust. Henry, I know you met someone who was looking to adopt a dog from the Trust. I mean, is it like going to the supermarket? Do you kind of just walk down the aisle and point at one and say, I'll take that one?
And you're right, the Dogs Trust, it's a beautiful setting. Even the window frames are done in the shape of bones and they're big glass screens. It's not really like a supermarket. According to Gail Richardson from Finglas, she was there looking for a dog. They asked you to come back time and time again, but she compares it to speed dating.
I now have room in my life to take on a dog, so I decided to look up Dogs Trust, and I found a lovely little guy called Charlie that I've met a couple of times and that I'm hoping to adopt. He's been in and out a couple of times, so I think there's a process with Charlie, the type of dog that he is. Cross Terrier. So, and he's a lovely little thing. He's a little black thing, absolutely gorgeous, really friendly. But it's just a getting to know process.
So you can't just come in and say, I want that one. You've got to come back and build a trust.
Yeah, absolutely. And build a relationship and kind of get to know each other. It's a bit like online dating. You know, you kind of have a look at the website and the profiles. And if there's somebody there that you kind of, or a dog there that you're interested in, or that, look, you know, looks kind of what you're looking for or fits your description or whatever, like, you come up and meet them, see how you get on, and come back and build up the relationship, I suppose.
We all know people who took on puppies during the lockdown and they got them for Christmas, and many of them can't cope. What's your message to them?
Yeah, just think very, very carefully before taking something. It's a huge responsibility. Other family members have dogs, and I know myself, taking on a dog, like, it is going to be a big commitment for me. And I've seen it in like family members. It's like another part of the family. And having dogs previously, I remember even when they passed away, it's a huge loss. And so that's how much they mean to the family.
Yeah, look, it is about building trust, as you mentioned there, Henry. That's a fair point. Look, you met people as well who've had happy experiences adopting a dog from rescue centres.
Yeah, positivity, a little bit of happiness, some uplifting woof woof stories from people.
The dog's name is Lola. And the dog, he's also now got himself 11 chickens.
Hiya, my name is Sandra Riddell. I took a little dog on called Millie. She was a little Chihuahua cross. She had some behavioural issues and the family couldn't look after her anymore. She wasn't very socialised at the time, so we got her used to being around other dogs. She had some handling issues. She wasn't very well socialised. She was only about 6 months old, but she wasn't used to dogs. She was like a little Chihuahua. She wasn't used to being outside. She was trained to use a puppy mat, so bringing her into the grass and everything were issues for her. But we desensitised her to handling.
Yeah, so just before Christmas, we had an elderly Rottweiler who was tied to our gate. And she was tied just 5 minutes before midnight, and unfortunately she was left there until 7:30 the following morning, and it was quite a cold night, so it was very upsetting for our assistant manager Emer, who was opening up to find the dog. And even more upsettingly, she had quite large tumours hanging from her undercarriage and a head tilt as well, which was caused unfortunately by an untreated air condition, so she was in, you know, quite an amount of pain. She subsequently had a 5-hour surgery and she's had the tumours removed. At the moment, we still don't know what the results are going to be, but we're hoping and praying that they're good, because she is an absolute sweetheart of a dog. She's an absolute dote, and there'll be a queue for people looking to rehome her because she just couldn't be more lovely. I think dogs have really been the heroes of 2020. We had some of our long-term dogs find their home. One in particular, Oscar, was with us for over 8 years. He was our longest resident, and he found a home with a man who'd previously adopted a long-term dog. His name is Brian, and he's our hero. And we also had Porky, a 4-year-old pit bull who was actually born on site, and he lived his whole life here because he was quite a boisterous boy. And we did wonder, you know, at one stage, God, are we ever going to be able to find him a home? And these two fantastic people came up here 35 times they visited. And just before the first lockdown hit, Porky was officially adopted, and he spent his first Christmas at home with his new family, and they sent us the most adorable photos. So it was some good news throughout 2020 for some of our longer term dogs.
There's some lovely stories there, Henry. That story in the middle, though, was absolutely disgusting, about those people who tied the dog to the gate. And the dog had tumours and an ear condition as well that caused his head tilt. Absolutely awful the way people would treat animals. I know the advice we get from people like from the Dogs Trust and others is to stay well clear of puppy farms. Did that come up at all today?
Yeah, there is new legislation that came out last year when it comes to rules running a puppy farm. Karina Fitzsimmons, she discusses this awareness campaign they had on puppy farms, which they still have, called Sold a Pup. And Dogs Trust say they're not here to judge, but here to help.
So what happened was, everybody stuck at home. They were feeling lonely. Some people were worried. Some people, you know, got news that they would continue to work from home. So they decided, oh, it's a good time to get a dog. So what we unfortunately saw with the rise of the demand for dogs, we also saw a huge rise for puppy farms. So we launched our Sold a Pup campaign in November. And the whole point of the campaign was to ask the government to enforce new laws they brought out last February. And those laws basically make it a legal requirement, if you are advertising a dog or a puppy, they have to be over 8 weeks of age, they have to be microchipped and registered, and if you are a dog breeding establishment, you have to put up your dog breeding establishment number. Now, what a dog breeding establishment is, if you have more than 6 female dogs who are capable of breeding, you must register with your local council as a dog breeding establishment. And some places, believe it or not, have up to 300 breeding female dogs. They don't have to say how many puppies.
So they're factories.
Exactly, exactly. And by law, they only are obliged to have 1 staff member per 25 breeding female dogs. So if that dog then has puppies, there could be potentially one person looking after 100 dogs. And what we want to give the public the opportunity to do, obviously we'd love if everyone could adopt, but we know that sometimes that's just not possible for a variety of reasons. But we want people to be able to know if they're buying from one of these places. It should be quite transparent. You should be able to tell, am I buying this dog from a reputable breeder or is it from someone who has hundreds of dogs? And if someone has hundreds of dogs, potentially yes, they could have lots of staff and the dogs could be well looked after. But in the likelihood, is that actually happening? Probably not. So we want people to be able to decide, do I want to buy a dog from somewhere there are lots of dogs and they're possibly or most likely being sold for profit rather than for the love of that particular breed of dog.
Carina Fitzsimons there from dogstrust.ie, ending Henry McKean's report on unwanted lockdown puppies and dogs. One listener has gotten in touch in 53106 to say, please ask people to keep their dogs on a lead while walking. We were walking in the woods in Corktown today. There were two staffs and an Akita running free. Absolutely terrifying. Can I add to that text? Can people also clean up after their dogs? Like, pardon my French, but there's just dog shit everywhere. Every path, every road, everywhere in the country since March and April when everyone got their puppies. And it's great to see everyone going out and getting puppies and all the kids love them and they're bringing them for walks. But clean up after them. Clean up after them, please. It's everywhere.